A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with us. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott, thanks for being with us.
You are most welcome, Alex.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, we've got a show to do for you here. We've got a lot to talk about. And right off the bat, there's a lot of news swirling around in the world of college football. It's just rumor and speculation, though, Scott. I mean, you can't do anything.
That's the best thing.
You can't do anything with rumor and speculation, man. That's where we're going to start off here with everybody backpedaling. No, 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 nothing to see here. Just a lot of reports. And with a lot of smoke, there's fire usually. So let's start there with the possibility of Texas and Oklahoma. Would they be leaving the Big 12 at some point? That's where we're starting things right here with the 705 Cut.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Reports out of the Houston Chronicle saying that Texas and Oklahoma are looking to join the SEC. And the SEC, I know this is a shocker, Scott, are reportedly very interested in probably two of the biggest programs in the history of college football maybe joining their conference. Now, it sounds wild because it sounds like, there's a version of it that sounds a little bit like, hey, LeBron and James Harden and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are all going to the same team. They're going to play for the Utah Jazz next year, man. But, I mean, like, this is beyond a super conference. The SEC is already the biggest conference. It's already the most important. It already makes the most money. So you take the two biggest programs that make the most money out of the Big 12, you move them over to that conference. It makes sense in a world of college football playoffs moving forward. And to me, everybody's looking to figure out a way to maximize their conference. And boy, the SEC, this would be an amazing way for them to do it.
Well, let's go to cliches.
Here it goes.
The rich get richer. And if you can't beat them, join them.
You join them.
Yeah. I mean, when I hear this, like, as not a Texas fan or an Oklahoma fan or really an SEC fan, it's kind of demoralizing.
It's a little bit disheartening.
It's very discouraging. It's disheartening. It's like, oh my. And when you see kind of this shift, you know, these power grabs, money grabs, land grabs, whatever, it creates a frenzy. And you have to believe that maybe some of these discussions are going on behind closed doors with other teams, because really the Big 12 without Texas and without Oklahoma is not big. It's small. It's probably irrelevant and probably dies. You remember the Big East? And two of their schools said, well, I guess it was Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Syracuse said, we're going to the ACC. And it basically wiped out
the
Big East. And this is the potential of that happening. And I look at this and I go, well, if you're still a conference surviving, you're a Pac-12 conference, man, you can't let anyone leave. You can't let USC leave. You can't let, you know, any of the schools leave, and you've got to consolidate your power as well. If you want to be relevant, and this is a tough thing for the Pac-12, you have got to find ways to get some of these better teams in your conference. And when I say better teams, it's got to be some names, big names.
Two things I want to ask you. So you brought a little bit up of the Pac-12, looking at this thing going, hey, I want to know how it affects the Pac-12, what their thinking is on. Plus, everybody goes immediately to, hey, man, does that mean there's a place for BYU somewhere in all this thing? Are we moving more toward a 16? Because that would put the SEC at 16 teams.
Yes.
And then you start to look at the Big Ten, who has 14 teams as well. And you go, look, how easy would it be for them to add another couple teams in there? I mean, maybe even I know the ACC and Notre Dame have a deal together, but you know, maybe they start looking around and they say, hey, if we're going to have that super conference, 16 team super conferences across the country, we might see that earlier than we ever thought possible because of the fact that college football. This is all happening because of the college football playoff expansion.
Yeah, it really is. It's happening. I'm sure with money, it's happening with realizing that if you have more power, then you command more network dollars. I mean, because they're going to renegotiate contracts and they're going to say, you know, look, we're going to add these schools. I mean, if I'm Notre Dame, I you know, you mentioned at the ACC, Notre Dame belongs in the Big Ten. I mean, it would be so much better to have Michigan playing Notre Dame, play Ohio State playing Notre Dame, a lot of these other, you know, Penn State playing Notre Dame. It's a Big Ten school. It's in the Midwest. It's in that area of the country. It just makes so much more sense for Notre Dame to fit in that. And it's a traditional, old, stuffy conference. And that's kind of what Notre Dame is. It's traditional, old, and stuffy. and so I think as you look at some of these teams and where they really fit, it makes sense. I'll tell you, you know who doesn't make sense? Is Nebraska.
In the Big Ten.
Nebraska. Yes. Nebraska needs to come out west.
Nebraska needs to be in the Pac-13, man. Let's go.
Well, then you go 14 and you add a couple. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of who really is left in the Big 12 after Texas and Oklahoma that really matter. Who cares?
You could make an argument. What's interesting is Iowa State has been like the best it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
In football. But that team makes way more sense in the Big 10 than it does in the Big 12.
1,000%.
And then on the flip side of it too, you've got Oklahoma State, who is always pretty good at all the sports, right? I mean, in all these sports, they're always pretty good. But they are not Oklahoma. They're not not the class of that state. And that's what I mean. Listen, let's play something here that I thought was actually the most enjoyable part of my day. Having been a guy who grew up, born in Austin. I liked cheering for the Longhorns when I was a kid living in Texas, right? Because that's what you kind of go, man, Texas. Now, the big thing was the jokes that were always made were between Texas and Texas A&M.
Right.
And when so the Aggies were always the butt of the joke there in Texas. It's kind of the BYU-Utah thing. It's a lot of – all the same jokes can be repurposed from this rivalry to any rivalry. And they were totally used down in Texas. Texas A&M – and they're in the SEC. When they made that move to the SEC, it was the best thing that's ever happened to that school. And they look at this and they go, if that's true, this is one of the worst things we've ever heard. Case in point, their athletic director who looked at this thing and went, this is the worst news I've ever heard, and we're not going to – I can't believe this is happening. Here's what he had to say about the whole thing.
We want to be the only SEC program in the state of Texas. There's a reason why Texas A&M left the Big 12, to be standalone, to have our own identity. And that's our feeling.
Is there any languages?
Listen, there's a better looking girl at the dance. I'm sorry.
It's basically saying we're afraid of Texas. We're afraid of Oklahoma. And that's it. That's insane. That's
idiotic. You know what? Listen,
like
Texas A&M just got Dear John'd. I mean, this is like, this is bad, total bad news. I found somebody who's hotter than you. And they're right here, man.
Called Texas.
It's called Texas. I mean, if the SEC would be absolutely nuts to not look at a possibility of this. You're talking about a time where you can actually make even more money. This is their way of getting back and saying, hey, you know what? NIL's going on. College football is officially for sale. It always kind of has been, but we didn't really talk about it. College football's for sale, and if you have the biggest and best teams in the best conference, you're going to make the most money, man. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to talk about. I've got some of the reaction from some of the teams, what they had to say about it. And it's a sad deal. You're looking at the possibility of college football's major conferences being broken up in a big way because of this news. Just the news itself. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.